Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Our approach was let's trust Rick on this one, a guy I've never met personally, but I'm banking everything. I'm banking your whole investment,
no
customer.
Pressure.
Yeah, no, exactly. No pressure at all on this campaign.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. My name is Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 92, where today on the show, I've got a video marketing consultant. He's a YouTube video influencer, and he goes by the name of Owen Video. Now, quick story about how I met Owen, and I don't want to give too much away because we do get into it at the beginning of our interview here. But at the time I'm recording this episode, I met Owen yesterday at Social Media Day here in San Diego. I was doing a presentation on Facebook ads, and he came up to me prior to the presentation and said, he introduced himself and said, "Hey man, got a quick story for you. I was in the audience at your presentation at Social Media Marketing World a few months ago here in San Diego, where I was talking about Facebook video ads." And since he's a video marketing guy, he was taking a lot of notes, and he was actually very skeptical about one of the things that I had recommended that people do. But he went back and he tried what I recommended, and he saw big time results with it. And so when he was done sharing this story with me, I was like, "Man, I got to have you on the podcast so that you can share with all of my listeners what you did to get these great results." And that's what we're talking about here today. So Owen's going to share with you how he increased, get this, how he increased the results of a Facebook video ads campaign from 3% click-through rate to over 10% click-through rate by changing just a couple of simple things. Number one, how the video was shot. And this was the big thing that he was very skeptical with from my recommendation during the Social Media Marketing World presentation. So how the video was shot. And then number two, the thumbnail. So he got great results by changing out the thumbnail and split testing the thumbnail. Now, to be completely honest with you, this was a big surprise for me because in my mind, the thumbnail isn't a very big deal when it comes to Facebook video ads, because when that video comes into the newsfeed, it's automatically playing, obviously. It's autoplay. And so I've never put a whole lot of emphasis onto or into the thumbnail, but Owen definitely proves me wrong, which is what we're going to talk about here today. He takes us through his thought process for the types of thumbnails that he split tested to get the 10%, over 10% click-through rate results that he got. We get into the content of the video. So the example here, the case study that we're talking about here during the episode, is a video that he did with a client of his. And that client teaches restaurant owners how to become more profitable and how to be more efficient as restaurant owners. So we get into the content of the video, how long the video was, and the outcome that they were going for with the video. We go through the entire sales funnel of the Facebook video ads campaign and the thinking behind the sales funnel, what Owen's doing now to increase the conversion rate on the landing page, and a whole lot more today. We really get into it and break down this entire campaign. So now, as you're going to hear today, Owen split tested 6 different thumbnail images for the Facebook video ad to get to that over 10% click-through rate. And over on the show notes page, you can download screenshots of those thumbnails and compare the winning one to the others that he tested. We've got that over for you on the show notes page. So go over to the show notes page. You can download it there. rickmulready.com/92. Let me say that again. rickmulready.com/92. Or if you'd rather text right from your phone to get the thumbnail sent to you, just text AOPT92 to 44222 and you can download the thumbnails there. All right, let's go hang out with Owen. Owen, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's good. I'm glad to be here.
Cool. So I want to kind of start off with a little story about how we connected. And at the time of this recording was actually yesterday at Social Media Day here in San Diego. And you came up to me, introduced yourself, and said that you were at my talk at Social Media Marketing World, also here in San Diego a couple months ago, where I was talking about Facebook video ads. And I want to kind of get into, you know, who you are and what your company does and all that stuff in just a second. But you mentioned to me, which I loved, because I love when people challenge me on this stuff, is that, you know, during the Social Media Marketing World presentation, I was talking about Facebook video ads and one of the obstacles that people have that keeps them from doing Facebook video ads is they think they have to do, you know, this big production, hire a big team, spend a lot of money, when in reality, really, all you have to do is grab your iPhone, grab your Android device, and just start recording. And from your background, which again we'll talk about here in a second, you were pretty skeptical about that, and you did something differently. You actually tried this with an iPhone for one of your clients, if I'm not mistaken, and you saw some pretty amazing results. So I want to kind of get into that here in a second, but before we do, share with the audience here a little bit more about you and what you're up to these days.
Thanks so much. My name is Owen Video, and I'm a YouTube influencer and a video marketing consultant. I've been in the video marketing space since, you know, the last 5-6 years. You know, all of my kids, I have 4 kids. My 6-year-old was born on mobile, on a live mobile webcast. With a program called Quik.com, Q-I-K.com. And it was a Skype-owned property at the time. So I was breaking ground, right? I'm also very humble. I was breaking ground, you know, back then. So I've been in the video marketing space, building my YouTube channel and helping companies specifically build their YouTube channels. We've been very successful there. And of course, that's extended into Facebook video ads. We've done a lot of great work there. Facebook Live video, YouTube Live, like that is just my playground. That's my wheelhouse. You know what I mean? Much like you, I've been in that space for a long time. So I come to these events sort of like, you know, a little arrogant, kind of like, okay, I'm getting great results. May not be a superstar name on everybody's lips type of guy, but I know what I'm doing and I know how to get, you know, navigate these spaces. So coming into your presentation, you know, I had scheduled time specifically to go see you because I have followed the podcast. I followed some of your work, and I wanted to see what other leaders you know are getting done. So when you got up there and you said, "Hey, you know, shoot this video with your mobile phone," I immediately eyes rolled to the back of my head. Right. Because I've heard, I think we've both heard a lot of you know, people in the space say, "Oh, you know, here's, you know, get my how to be successful with just your iPhone and how to be successful with just your Samsung." But when we step back from those great offers and we look at those people offering those offers, they're not shooting with mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been my whole thing, is like, practice what you preach.
Sure.
Having come, you know, obviously knowing that you've got, you know, you're a person to be reckoned with, you know what I mean? Like, Rick Mulready's not going to just go up and say something, you know, some nonsense to get everyone to buy an ebook. So we took your advice. And we did it on our own dime, which means we actually paid for this campaign because it was experimental. We had the client hold their iPhone, at arm's length with a whiteboard behind them. And we had written out a basic template following some of the steps you had laid out, but also some of the own, you know, some of our own secret sauce that we've had success with. So it was about a 90-second video. And we launched that ad on Facebook to drive people to his ebook download. And what we saw there was incredible results.
Okay, so before you get to those results, what had you done previous to that? Were you actually shooting like high production videos for that client?
Definitely higher production. And he was shooting higher production himself, right? So he's not one of these guys that doesn't have the camera, doesn't have the tripod. But like you mentioned earlier, and I think like a lot of companies out there, beyond just shooting it, now you got to edit it.
Right.
You know, and you got to throw a bumper in there and you got to do some of these other things. So with him, I think not having to go through those steps was a huge relief because obviously it saves him additional costs.
Oh, yeah. So it can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it really has to be. And so, you know, our approach was let's trust Rick on this one, a guy I've never met personally, but I'm banking everything. I'm banking your whole investment customer.
No pressure.
Yeah, no, exactly. No pressure at all on this campaign. But I'll tell you, the client himself is good on camera and he knows how to get through a take. Beyond that, the reality, like the authenticity, there's the word, of I'm holding my camera and I'm telling you a truth right now. You will not succeed in your restaurant unless you know how to lower food costs. And let me give you three strategies to do that. It's a very engaging, it's a very real post. So the client did it really well, and I think it looks really great on the newsfeed.
So what were his results prior to that? I mean, so, and actually to kind of frame that question,
yeah,
was it the same type of video that he was doing with the iPhone? Was it the same type of video that he did previously with, you know, more that's more high production?
Yeah, great question. You know, before that, what we've been doing is the DSLR, the Sennheiser mic, and the tripod setup, right? So it's not a complicated setup, but it is a multi-step process, right? You have to like get the lighting ready. You do have to make sure that the sound is, you know, quiet on the set, you know, everybody. And then you've got the whole editing process in post-production. But he still shoots in front of the whiteboard. That's part of his brand, right?
Okay, got it.
So taking all of those prep steps and those post-production steps out of the equation and simply shooting the video live, going into iMovie, trimming the beginning, trimming the end, and then uploading directly to us where we throw it into an ads campaign. That was the new setup.
Gotcha.
That's the new setup that we're running.
Okay. What kind of results was he getting with the DSLR and the tripod and the heavy editing and stuff?
You know, still great results. You know, we're a very focused, we're a results driven company, right? So our love comes from the, you know, lowering a cost per click or increasing a click-through rate. So we're looking at any campaign, we want to have a 3% click-through rate.
Okay.
Okay, on any campaign, that's our metric. And we want to have a 25% conversion rate on the opt-in page. Those are like our minimal metrics. And I know there's some like landing page snobs out there that are like, oh my gosh, that's so low. You know, keep in mind, we're marketing to a cold audience here. This is not, we didn't walk into a list of 15,000 people. You know, we're building a list. So those are the metrics that we're trying to look at.
Okay. And this guy's a restaurant. What's his business again?
Yeah. David Scott Peters is the restaurant expert. He's a client of mine. And what he does is he helps restaurants lower food costs, increase profit, and become the restaurant they could always learn how to be, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's the content that we're moving forward. And we have hit those goals. We have consistently hit those goals. What this new ad did, and this is why I was so excited, you know, when I saw you, you know, kind of passing by in social media marketing world, because I'm thinking to myself, I've got to share this with Rick. We immediately saw a 5% click-through rate on that video with the thumbnail that we uploaded.
Okay.
Which was just a screenshot.
Just a screenshot of the video.
Just a screenshot of the video. We thought nothing of the thumbnail. It's not YouTube where everything's a thumbnail.
Sure.
But immediately got a 5% click-through rate.
Okay, cool.
So that is super exciting.
Right. That was an immediate win.
Yes, immediate win.
Okay. Did your landing page conversion, I mean, that's not really, not super relevant to what you're doing up front, but did you match up that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the landing page conversion stayed the same. And that's one thing that I was worried about, because in the ad space, you might see something like, an astronomically high amount of clicks, right? Maybe your click-through rate is 3-5%, but you're getting a ton of clicks for a low cost, but your relevancy score is way down.
Sure.
And so all of these things kind of measure up, and it's like, well, I'm getting clicks, but nobody's converting because my relevancy score is really low. So we were worried that we would see a high click-through rate on this ad, but we wouldn't see conversions on the landing page.
Right. Right.
That's okay. Not what we saw. We were hitting the same market with the same efficacy on the landing page, but more efficacy in the newsfeed, which increases our results.
Sure, sure. Okay. But you weren't, I mean, you were happy with the 5%, but you did some testing to see if you could get that even higher, right?
And that's what I wanted to dig into today. Sure, I just didn't want to like jump the gun, you know?
No, go for it. Go for it. So what kind of testing did you guys do?
Okay, so I come from the YouTube space. That's where I spend, I've spent a lot of my career. And in YouTube, the thumbnail and the title are the two biggest factors in winning the click, right? Is this a term your audience is familiar with, winning the click?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Right? So it's not just about ranking. Once you rank, they got to click on you. And the thumbnail and the title are the big things. But here's the deal. On Facebook, it's like, when was the last time you saw a thumbnail consciously?
Right. Yeah. Cause the video is automatically playing when it comes
they're
in.
They're yeah. autoplay video. So unless you're seeing a right column ad, which according to our records, about 4 people this month did, you know what I mean? Like, so it depends on the campaign, but right. We don't rely on the right column for too much traffic.
Yeah.
You're just not seeing the thumbnail pop up. All right. But when we see an ad convert at 5%, that's when we start thinking, all right, let's play with this. So James, yeah, Stephen Yusipchuk, who is my conversion scientist, he's my business partner. We work together. He said, let's work on some thumbnail designs. So we created 6 different thumbnail designs to see if we could increase the amount of people that were watching our video. Okay. That was our goal. So we created a couple different designs. We started to see 2 things happen. In a certain type of design was outperforming the screenshot hands down. I mean, we immediately saw 2% a 2% increase in our CTR up to about 8%. Okay,
with one change on the thumbnail.
Okay, so we had 3 different thumbnails of a certain style, and I think you're going to provide your audience yep. with a screenshot of that, so yep. you guys can see what those styles look like. Right. So rather than taking like a screenshot of the video, we actually created an image with like graphics in it and like a little button in it.
Cool.
And those ads outperformed the screenshot ads, I mean, hands down. So then what we did is we made 2 sets of those of similar looking image ads. The set to beta test those. The second set of image ads. This is where I want your audience to sit down, guys. This is incredible.
What if they're on the treadmill right now? We don't want them to
say. Yeah, exactly. There's a Planet Fitness is everywhere now calling the hospital. Sorry for the chaos. We went from that 5.5-6% click-through rate to 10.74.
Wow.
With the new thumbnail.
Nice.
10.74. So now any mature, I think, marketer out there is going to go, yeah, you got 10.74 for a day or for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As you're kind of like liquidating the hot area on your list. Right. Like we somehow managed to hit all the hot leads in the same 2 days. That was my response. It's like, let's see how long that beauty lasts. Right. We're now 2 weeks into this campaign and we're still converting within 2 or 3 percentage points from there.
Wow. Is that all cold traffic too?
It is all cold traffic.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So your thumbnails matter intensely.
Yep.
They matter intensely. And when you look at the images, you'll see the original thumbnail and the winning thumbnail. And you'll think, well, obviously, the winning thumbnail looks so much better. It's so much more professional. Yeah, I get it. I'm right there with you. But we didn't know how much more effective it would be.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's the big thing is like, if you're going to test your thumbnails, which I suggest you all do, then test 5 or 6 different thumbnails.
So did you test those all at the, how did you test those? So one question that people, you know, are often asking about is how, as far as split testing, that type of thing, did you split test it all at the same time? Did you kind of do two or three, you know, against each other, pick a winner and then try to beat that winner? How did you go about split testing that?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit of both of that. It, originally, what we did was we had the screenshot up there. We made three more, and then we tested those three against the original.
Okay.
Then when we got the new results, we created that that final winning thumbnail, and we ran those two both together. And we did that, Rick, just out of time. Like, we just had, we had to keep moving for the client.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So when we, what we did is, and this is the image that I've, that I'll send over to you, is you can actually see the results from all five of those campaigns.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And,
awesome.
And how they perform differently. So, you know, if you guys test the thumbnail, test the thumbnail. And if you get a 5%, 6% click-through rate, you know, start to challenge is, can you do better?
Yeah,
because I think what happens is that's so good. That's such a good click-through rate. You're like, okay, we did it. We found a scalable campaign.
Yeah.
Right? Go one step farther and really challenge yourself and say, can we make this even better?
Yeah. I like that because, you know, honestly, when it comes to Facebook video ads, which obviously I love, but I honestly don't really think about the thumbnail a whole lot as being a real big factor in driving results. But obviously, you know, this is different. Like, this is, I mean, you more than tripled your original click-through rate on it, which is awesome. Did your landing page conversion stay about the same, around that 25%?
Yeah, we're always, you know, with Owen Video, you know, you're going to convert at 24% out of the gates. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's our minimum. You know, we really want to be at 35 or 45%, but sure, that's going to be a warm market list.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing, is it's great people are clicking and watching your ad, but in the end, we want to accomplish a business objective,
yeah,
which in this particular case is opt-ins. We want to build the list. So if that landing page doesn't convert, it doesn't necessarily matter how many clicks are coming through. It's the wrong person.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think we had the messaging right. We had the video right. We had the landing page right. So what finding this success this early on in this particular campaign allows us now to focus more of our energies on that landing page and increase that conversion so that this new increased traffic we're getting also has a higher chance of converting. So
yeah, I was just going to say, are you now going to start to split test different variations of the landing page?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
What was he teaching in the video? So he's got the whiteboard in the background. What is he teaching in the video?
Okay. So another good question. And again, this is going to be part of what we borrowed from your presentation, mm-hmm, in social media marketing world. And I have no money in social media marketing world, but I'm telling you this, professionals need to be going to conferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I just did a video on this on my YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube, check out Owen Video, but you've got to be going to conferences. So what we added to this is we added a full tip, whereas before we were sort of baiting the tip, mm-hmm, right? Talking about the benefit. And if you want the tip, click on my page now. I'll go through it with you. That sort of thing. After seeing your presentation, we gave him the whole tip.
Yeah.
So it was a strategy for lowering food cost.
Okay.
And I believe the strategy, just the overview of the strategy was, don't rely on national statistics. So, you know, the whole thing was, hey, you probably heard that your food cost should be 35% in your industry, but, you know, your particular restaurant, maybe it's 15%, you know the details of your specific, you know, area. If you, mm-hmm, want more great tips, click on the link, get my free ebook.
Gotcha. How long was that video?
90 seconds.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. So it was a quick one.
It is a little bit quicker. Yeah, okay. I'm still that. And that's part of our system because we want that 25% watch time. Our goal is to dump. Yeah, I hate to use that word, but our goal is to filter, yeah, segment our watchers into 25% and 10 second watchers.
Okay. And are you using the new video engagement retargeting?
Of course. Awesome. Absolutely. And that new list is going to receive the webinar opt-in, which is a paid increase. So we brought them into our circle with, yep, a free offer. Now that we've got them, we're going to send them a paid offer so that they can experience what it's like to work with the restaurant expert.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I love it because you're leading with value. You're giving them a free tip right in the video. Then you're offering them the opportunity to opt in to some, for something more. Then those people who are opting in, that's when you're offering them the paid opportunity to get into. Is it? You said it's a paid webinar?
Yeah, it's a recording of a webinar he does for his like elites, right? His elite group, they pay $2,000 a month to be a part of this group. And he's presented, you know, he's providing that to the average restaurant owner for a small fee.
Okay. And so can I ask how much is that? What's that purchase to get into that automated webinar?
It's a that's such a great question. It's a $97 webinar, but if you opt in today, you get it for $17.
Okay, cool. Cool. So it's so it's kind of a tripwire. You're going from the free value to the opt in to the but are you offering once they opt in, are you following up with them via email to offer them that $17 offer, or are you offering them that $17 offer as soon as they opt in?
Yeah, great question again. So it's the second thing you said.
Okay.
But we didn't jump into that, right? So this client came to me with a website and that's about it.
Yeah.
So we had to build out some of these assets, these properties for them, right? So we first built the video, the ebook, the landing page, and the delivery email that says, here's your ebook, right? We built those four assets and we tested our conversion. I was not anticipating hitting a scalable campaign this early in the game.
Sure. Sure.
Right. So what we were able to do then is build out the rest of the funnel, which is exactly what you said. It's a tripwire.
Yeah.
So they see the ad, they go to the landing page. On the thank you page, there's a one more thing tripwire.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Before, if you like that ebook and you're really serious, then you've got to check out this webinar. It's $97 today only. And I kid you not, we don't offer this to anyone for $17 after this point. It's available on the web for $97.
Okay.
So it's $17 today and you get the whole four-part series.
How is that? Oh, so it's a four-part, like it's an automated four-part video series. Is that what it is?
Yeah. What'll happen is the client will get an email with their, with a password.
Okay.
Where they can go to David's website and watch the webinar on his website after they enter in their passcode. Now it's not a membership.
Right, right.
It's just a password protected WordPress page. It's such a hack.
Okay.
Right? So everyone basically gets the same password. Once they're in the web page, we've got some filters in their sidebar, which are like and maybe this is like going beyond the scope of this, maybe not. But it talks about, are you a deli? Are you a fine dining? Are you a winery? And when they click on those, we're retargeting them and further segmenting them.
That's great. Really smart. Really smart.
Right? So, but in the video itself, right, is a webinar. And they're on the we didn't want to use ClickFunnels or lead pages because we want the time spent on page.
Gotcha.
Okay. For his website, because that'll boost the rest of his blog posts up in their domain authority. So we're winning. At every click, there's a win. If they don't watch the whole webinar, it doesn't matter. We still tag them. If they don't buy the offer at the end of the webinar, it won't matter. We still got the time spent on page.
Right. And then you're following up with them to get them further along the sales funnel.
The webinar has, I think we call it a profit maximizer, sort of the digital marketer homage, right? Yep. So the webinar has an offer to David's full program. And then from there, we offer them a 15, like everyone that gets the webinar gets a free 15-minute call. The idea is they watch the webinar first.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
But if not, the team there, because this probably happened with you too, is someone says, look, I was told I should work with you.
Right. Well, and you're qualifying them along the way.
Yeah.
By giving them this content. I like it because you're taking them through really smartly, starting them off with free content and then building that relationship with them. As I mentioned during my presentation yesterday, you're not asking them to, you're starting from hello, my name is, and then you start giving them value first and you're building that relationship along the way.
It's so important. Yeah. You we're just not jumping into bed, you know, right away. That's just not the way that internet marketing works, I think, today. Right. And maybe if I'm selling like a 12-pack of boxer shorts on Amazon, you know what I mean? It's like less barrier to entry. But we're asking restaurant owners who have given their life to this dream of being a chef-owned restaurant or an owner-operated restaurant, we're asking them to trust us with their hard-earned money. And that if they do that, they will experience more profit. Mm-hmm. We are going to earn the right to their business. And we're going to do that by providing them with value and content upfront.
I like it. I like it. So are you, with your other clients, are you now pushing them to do iPhone video, Facebook videos?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all we do with our clients. Okay. my clients, they find me on YouTube and then they, you know, they bring me over and say, hey, how can you help us? And I say, well, freaking A, man, YouTube and video. Facebook video is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
What is really interesting about this new synergy, because Facebook's not going to beat YouTube. YouTube's not going to beat Facebook. Right. They're just going to be totally separate platforms on which you can engage with video.
Yeah.
With two different user bases and style of video and all sorts of great stuff. But here's what we found out with this thumbnail test that we did. Not only did we increase conversion and have a new scalable model for moving forward, mm-hmm. but we also now know what type of thumbnail to start building into his YouTube channel as we start growing out, you know, big. Because he's not going to be a blogger. He's going to be a YouTuber. You know, that's how we're going to build out his content. So we have the thumbnail design now that we know works, that we know gets clicks.
Yeah.
So it's eliminated some of the guesswork there. As far as my other clients, yeah, they're all doing video, but they're not all doing handheld, you know, look at yourself video.
Right.
You know, my veterinary client, it's just four locations in SoCal. They're not going to go on video.
Yeah.
So what we've done for them is we've created more of these BuzzFeed style videos where I think the last video, you know, BuzzFeed, where they kind of do like how to make a taco salad.
Yeah.
Right. Something like that. We've taken that style and we're doing like, you know, the top seven summertime dog toys.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's for likes and shares.
Smart.
Like we're just building social authority there. And that's going well. I think we still need to dial it in. Nothing like what we saw with David.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we're having a great time in Facebook video because it's cutting edge, is it not?
It is. I love it. I love it. I mean, I love talking about it. I mean, they are, as I mentioned yesterday during the presentation, I mean, they are, you know, iterating very, very quickly here with Facebook video and enhancing it really, really quickly and giving us some really cool stuff like we talked about. The engagement retargeting, for example. I mean, this stuff's game changing. So
yeah,
I love it. I'm so glad that you came out to me and shared this story with me. And thank you so much for coming on here and talking about this, Owen. Where can people connect with you? I have your YouTube channel. I'm going to link that up in the show notes page. But where else can people connect with you?
Great. So I have a Facebook Live show that we do every Wednesday on my page at Facebook. That's Owen Video.
Okay.
Search for me there, and I blog regularly at thevideospot.net.
Thevideospot.net. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that's my hub. That's my main hub.
Okay, cool. I'll be sure and link up the YouTube, the Facebook page, and thevideospot.net over on the show notes page for today's episode. Owen, thank you so much. This has been great. I really appreciate you taking us through this.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Owen today. As we talked about during the episode here, with the video ad thumbnails. And as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, you can download screenshots of those Facebook video ad thumbnails that Owen used. And so you can compare the winning one to the others that he tested. And you can download those over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/92. Or if you'd rather text right from your phone to get the thumbnail sent to you, just text AOPT92 to 44222. Again, that's text AOPT92 to 44222. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Coming up on the podcast here, I've got some really cool local business case studies and how these brick and mortar businesses are using Facebook ads to grow their business. Back on episode number 84, my good friend Lisa Keeker joined me, if you recall that episode, to share how she uses Facebook ads for her local gyms And the response to that episode was awesome. It was incredible. So I've got more local business case studies coming your way because you've asked for it. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.